Bob Toll is with us, the senior property consultant for QBE North America. We've got Fire Prevention Week coming up, and we're going to try to make sure that people are ready just in case something were to happen on their property. Bob, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Firefighters in America respond to fires about every 24 seconds. I've been involved as a first responder for over 50 years in a volunteer fire department, and the people don't realize, or oftentimes it's not even thought of, that it happens to the other guy. It just doesn't happen to me, you know, businesses and personal in their homes. When it does happen, it's devastating. It can shut down a business for good, or it takes them a long time to recover. So being prepared on the front end is important.
Absolutely. So what are some of the first things that we need to look at when thinking about, fire prevention? Because it's not something that is typically top of mind for us. So what are the first steps to making sure that you're in a good spot?
I think to play on that a little bit, John, is that when you're a child or children growing up, they have Fire Prevention Week, and the fire department comes out and they have their drills in their schools and evacuation drills. And as we get older, that kind of goes away. Businesses oftentimes don't have drills in place. If you're in a high rise, for instance, you probably do have a building oriented fire drill. But just preparing your employees, yourself, in the mindset of how to evacuate, but also to prepare for a fire. You know, we tend to get out of that mindset. We get a little complacent about fire prevention. One of the things they can do is to practice and also to be prepared to eliminate some of the hazards that you have in the facility, or to control them, sprinkler systems, alarm systems, make sure that they're properly working. In many instances in the economy and COVID in the last year has really put a strain on businesses in particular. You may not even have your maintenance staff up and running yet. You might not be able to fill positions in the maintenance staff. The maintenance folks are, they're pulled in many directions, and oftentimes it's the fire prevention that kind of sits on the back burner. So having your maintenance folks there, having your passive systems like your sprinkler systems and your fire alarms up and running and making sure they're working. If there's a, what we call an impairment in that protection system, in the loss control and insurance world, an impairment is when you take a system offline. You take your fire alarm down, for instance, and you take it offline. Now you lose that ability to protect your building on site, and have that alarm transmitted to the fire department. So just make sure everything is up and running.
Understood. You talk about the impairments there, and I guess I just want to take a step back. You can think you're ready, but then maybe there is an impairment, as you mentioned, that you're not aware of, I suppose. And, that could, like a sprinkler system not working, the fire breaks out, and then all of a sudden it's a catastrophic loss. Can you go into that a little bit more, just the importance of, testing those systems?
Exactly. There are codes and standards in the country from the National Fire Protection Association, and also maybe your local town codes. But just the best practice would be to drill and test these systems that are in place. Have your maintenance people aware of how to do the testing, and just to make sure that it's operating properly. Nobody has inadvertently closed a valve or taken something offline. Sometimes sprinkler systems are taken offline because they're making adjustments to the facility. We have people now that are not in the office, so the heat gets turned down. You have to maintain heat, or else you'll have freezing pipes like we did. You folks down in Texas this past winter certainly know what that was about. Systems were not taken offline or protected from freezing. And we've had a number of sprinkler system bursts and leakage in a building as well. It's not even the fire end of it, but it's prevent That system was there to protect against fire, but now it's frozen, it's burst, now it's taken offline, and it'll be impaired. So the testing and maintenance of a system that is there to protect you is important, and it should be done regularly, at least once a year, if not more frequently.
Absolutely. So what about getting the insurance company involved in the event of an emergency or impairment? What kind of advice do you have there?
We work with our clients directly. We have 1-800 numbers available. We have field staff like myself, field engineers, that can work directly with a client to help them understand how the systems work, how they can do testing or use a vendor, a sprinkler contractor, or an alarm system company to come out and assure that they're doing it on a regular basis. If there is an impairment, you're taking the system offline, we would like to know about that. We can assist you getting it back up and running, what things you need to do to get it back up and running, or assist your maintenance folks from a guidance standpoint to get it so that you have that protection back in place once there is an impairment.
Understood. Anything else that you want to add along these lines that I haven't asked?
I work closely with your local fire department. They have a wealth of knowledge. If you're going to have a drill, if you're business-oriented in a local town, have the fire department come out. They get to know who you are. They love knowing what they're getting into when they roll out the door. And they're a wealth of knowledge as well, as in addition to the insurance carrier.
Well, thank you so much for the time today on this. I really appreciate it. And, get some people some help within the next week here.
John, my pleasure, and be safe.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.